We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Right now, we're going to talk to Andrew Catalan from CBS Sports, who basically calls everything. NFL and CBS, college football, college basketball, the Masters,
PGA. He's got my bucket list, man.
I know. There's a couple things on there.
He's got two things that are going to happen. I'm getting close. It's almost over. That Andrew, I got to get to the Masters. I got to get to the U.S. Open. And, like, what's your favorite of those two?
You want to be his intern?
I didn't even think of that.
Andrew, you need a stat guy?
You got to do it. Oh. You got to get to Augusta. That's the one.
Oh, man. I know.
That's the one.
That's going to be and the U.S. Open. I had somebody went this year and just said, Joe, as much as you love tennis, man, you got it. I said, but it's kind of hard to do during football season. That's a hard one when you're involved with those football games. So I'll tell you what, though, it would have been a hard one. But, yeah, I was wondering, you do all these great things, man. I think it's nice when you do different sports. Don't you agree? Instead of just doing one and that's it for the year, it's kind of nice, right, to mix it up?
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, at CBS, we're lucky to have the NFL, college basketball, golf, which are three of my favorite things to watch and follow. So I'm lucky that these are our properties and I get to call them. It's a privilege and an honor. But, yeah, no question. I mean, to bounce from a Week 17 NFL game to – you know, a basketball game at Villanova and then get ready for the Masters. It's a dream. And I definitely think you got to get down to Augusta. And a night match at the U.S. Open is something very special, one of the more underrated sports experiences, I believe. But if there's one of the two, go to the Masters.
Yeah.
Joe is smiling ear to ear. Way to go, Andrew. You've done it on a Friday.
That's good. Well, I didn't want to talk about the Dolphins getting ready to play the Dallas Cowboys.
No, you know what you could bring up? The fact that, Andrew, we now live in a world where we're getting ready for an NFL weekend with two college football spreads on NFL games with Dallas and Miami and the Jets and New England. That's the NFL world right now we're living in, and it's pretty crazy to think about.
Yeah, I feel like that I check my phone hourly and not daily anymore to figure out what's going on. I mean, it's just things change so quickly in the NFL this year especially. And I was in Miami for week one, did the game against the Ravens. Obviously, it was not pretty, nor was last week based on what I saw. So, look, it's going to be a long year. You guys know it. I think the fans down there know it. The one narrative that I don't like and that I hear, you know, traveling around, which I think is just silly, is that – you know, the players and coaches aren't preparing. The players and coaches are tanking. To me, that is just ridiculous. I mean, you go in that building, and you know they're working hard, and they're trying to scrap and fight their way, and they just don't have a lot of horses right now. And with that, you're going to see three touchdown underdogs. And it's unfortunate, but if you believe in the plan and you think that they're going to, you know, get the right guys in the draft and going forward, then you just got to grin and bear it, I guess.
Let me ask you, Andrew, about the other team, Baltimore, which they've gotten off to the great start. Of course, they did play the Dolphins, and they get tested this week. So how good are they, do you think, overall as a team?
I think they're potentially conference championship good. Okay. I really was impressed with Lamar Jackson and the way he threw the football, what they can do offensively. They have so many different guys that they can fit in, speed, power. Seems like they can throw a curveball on every other down. And defensively, they're still really good. I mean, maybe they're not as good as those great Raven defenses that we've seen in the past, but they're there. So I was really impressed. They got a tough one this week at Kansas City. I still think Kansas City and New England are the two teams to beat in the AFC, but I have Baltimore right behind them.
One of the sexy teams to pick to win the AFC before the season started were the Colts, and I know you're going to be in the Colts and Falcons broadcast this week at 1 p.m. on CBS. But the year of the fallen quarterback kind of started there with the Colts, and all of a sudden Andrew Luck retiring. Now you're preparing for Jacoby Brissett this week on the call. Interesting stuff that went up there in Indianapolis.
Yeah, didn't see that one coming. I was checking my phone daily or hourly, and when I saw that text, I didn't believe it. I was like, there's no way Andrew Luck retired. But Look, meeting with him last year, when he didn't play in 2017, he was in a dark place, and he said that publicly. I mean, he was a miserable person. He thought he was a bad boyfriend, husband, son. He just wasn't himself, and maybe he saw himself going down that path again with some of these injuries. So it's his choice, his right, and I think the only thing you can say about the Colts is, you know, with luck, I think a lot of people had him in the playoffs, right? Jacoby Brissett took every first-team snap the whole offseason because Luck was hurt. He took every rep over the summer because Luck wasn't playing. Is he as good as Andrew Luck? No, but I still think the Colts are a pretty good team. I really like Frank Reich. I think he's a tremendous coach. He really is very innovative on offense, and as we saw last week, he's not afraid. He went for it on fourth down on his own 30-yard line up by two with 2 minutes to go last week. So he's going to take some chances, and I still kind of like the moxie here in Indianapolis.
Andrew, what do you think about this ongoing Antonio Brown story, which, by the way, has just added a new piece to it in the last 12 hours? What do you think about how this thing's going to end? It is crazy.
Yeah, you know, I love how everyone thought that as soon as he got to New England, he was going to be a, you know, a,
angel,
you know, all grown up. Right. Some guys don't change, you know, and I don't think he's one of those guys. And I'm not surprised that this stuff keeps coming out. I think it's still going to continue, and it's just a question of how long New England can tolerate it. But, you know, I just, you know, Jalen Ramsey's out there. He's a guy I want on my team. I know that he had the sideline outburst. I know that he says some things that are crazy. But this guy, I think he's a really good football player who loves football. The other guy we're talking about, I don't know about him. And I'd be worried about him going forward.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Interesting stuff with him. Andrew, have a great call this weekend.
Andrew, thank you.
Falcons and Colts, 1 p.m. on CBS. You and James Lofton. Have a good one.
Sorry, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andrew.
All right, catch all the action this Sunday, starting with that other pregame show on CBS Sports Network at 8 a.m., followed by the NFL Today at CBS on CBS at noon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.